I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1, hard things. We can do hard things is what Glennon Doyle has mantered to us for years. We can do hard things. The truth in that is divine. Brené Brown also introduced me to FFTs this week. It stands for effing first times. She has a podcast about it if you're interested. But together, these two give me the words to match exactly what's in my life. Hard things and effing first times around every corner. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from learning, from training, from failing, from doing it a different way, from turning back up again and again. Those effing first times almost got me beat. But it's getting easier. More fluid, more intuitive, more natural, more a part of my life and who I am. I'm not good at the messy middle bit where it's all confusion, unfamiliar and fumbly. I was always a get it done person, but I'm learning the mess is where it's at, in the small things and in the big. The mess carries the message, as Jenna Kutcher would say. And it also lets us know we can do hard things. Moment 2, you do not have to carry the bucket of everyone else's water. My compassionate side rules in everything that I do. The conversations I have, the listening I do, the work I engage in. It understands, it soothes, it lifts, it feels. And sometimes I don't realise that I can become the water carrier for others. I've been reminded of the ancient Chinese story about the leaky buckets. There are many different versions, but the one I know is of a young monk who carried buckets of water from a well to the temple every day. The one bucket was perfect. It held every last drop. The other had many holes and water leaked from them the entire trip, spilling out onto the ground. One day the leaky bucket was sad about not being able to do its job as well as the other buckets, perfect and pristine, together. It apologised to the monk solemnly, but the monk still used it day after day. One particular day the monk saw how sad the bucket was and said, "Look at the side of the road where the perfect buckets pass. It is barren. Not even a blade of grass grows there. Now look at the side where you were carried." He pointed to the blooming flowers and the strong blades of grass. "Look," he said, "that has only been possible because of your leaks and your holes." This story really reminded me this week that sometimes I try to plug everyone's holes, everyone's leaks, but I really owe it to them to let them come to see the value of these experiences for themselves. Moment 3, the things that light us up. I watched and witnessed this week what happens to someone's physiology when they're talking about the things they love. A friend was retelling a story about an old family experience and everything about her lit up. Her posture, her face, her gestures, her voice, her eyes. It's simply marvellous to witness and so, so, so contagious. That aliveness in someone means that you can't help but smile and be captivated by their experience. And it gave me an idea. This week, I think I'll start a new tradition where I have a question of the week. I'm so sick of small talk, of conversation that doesn't unveil the most alive parts of people. This week's question, what was your favourite family memory? And I can't wait to hear the answers. Moment 4, purpose is, it is not. This entire year, I've been trying to define my purpose. What is it that I want to share with the world? What is it that I want to centre and ground and balance around? And this is the closest I can get. I want the humans I meet to feel seen enough that they want to be even more of themselves on this planet than they were before they met me. That's it. I cannot narrow it down any further. I want people to know who they are at their core is who they were always meant to be. And I've realised something. I keep searching and searching and searching for a label, for a box, for a line in the sand. I keep thinking that my purpose is to be this become that, lead here, something bold, big, world shifting. But I've realized that it doesn't have to be. It can be brave and round and something that you work into your days. It's not necessarily something that can be immortalized on a badge or a plaque. And actually, I'd definitely much rather it lived in people and places than plastic and metal anyway. Moment 5, a quote from the best Marigold Hotel. Some of my friends refuse to watch movies with me these days. It's because when I hear perfect lines spoken, I have to scramble to find something to write it all down. I can't help but be captured by the wisdom of some lines of gold made through brilliant writing. You know, those lines that can relate to so many of life's lessons. There is one line from the best exotic Marigold Hotel that does that to me every time. The line is, "You can have anything you want, Sonny. You just have to stop waiting for someone to tell you you deserve it." In this scene, Evelyn is telling Sonny to make a choice and do what he needs to do for his future. And I need to hear that every time. All of my life, I've waited for permission. For permission to leap, take a risk, have a dream, dare to change all of the expected things in my life. And I'm not waiting anymore. I deserve it. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks, and videos that changed my life.